Chapter 24. Selena sat for 4 hours under the lights, her chair angled to Patricia's, the camera recording. After hour two, Patricia let her use the toilet again and changed batteries in the camera. She allowed Selena to drink water through a straw as she touched up her own makeup, then Selena's. But then it was right back to it. As the time passed, as Selena fell into the rhythm of interviewing, as the subject drew her in, her fear dimmed under her ambition. She had the biggest story of her life unfolding right in front of her. Being drugged, abducted, faded off as her own ego spiked. She'd copped a face-to-face exclusive interview with the mastermind of Down East, a female serial killer. And due to her interviewing skills, Selena's ambition and ego told her, Patricia had given her chapter and verse on all of it. On every kill, every detail, the stalking, documenting, choosing the time and the method. When the restraints on her ankles, her left hand, Patricia left the right free so Selena could take notes, bit into her skin, she assured herself and believed herself Patricia kept them on as visual evidence to protect Selena from any charges of aiding or abetting, of obstruction. They were in this together, just as Patricia claimed. The excitement of what she had right there, of what she'd produce once she got the video in, fear couldn't hold a candle to that fire. Caught up, she began to imagine the benefits. She knew how to play an interviewee, how to stroke, add understanding, empathy. This woman, this monster, poured out her sickness, her rage, her cold and calculating belief in her right to kill because Selena skillfully led her down that path. One day they'd study this video in journalism courses, and she'd make a mint on speaking fees. For Patricia, she concluded, the three boys had been her weapons, ones that had misfired on her. Her feelings for her brother came across as a strange mixture of love and disdain. And still, she justified her killing, as far as she felt the need to justify it, as payback for his death at 17.